When we talk about Vachzerenu with Shiva Shleima Lafanecha, what do we mean by the word Teshuva? So the Alter Rebbe in the Ketu Torah says the main idea of Teshuva is that which the Pasuk says, Erecha Hashem Nafshi Esa, to Hashem I lift up my soul. Which is to nullify our will in front of Hashem. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asur it's Batal Ritzayin Chalifnei Ritzayin. It doesn't matter what I want, it's what Hashem wants. Well, to really unify our will, our desires, with the Ratzon Hashem. Not just intellectually, that our will and Hashem's will is aligned, but also emotionally as well, b'tshuka v'chleisa nefesh mamish, with real desire. And then we ask Hashem, Hashem, shine your light upon us, so that we're totally aligned. And then allow me and enable me to fulfill your will with a full heart. The Sasemes explains it in other words, that we don't want anything to get in the way of our dveikus, of our attachment to Hashem. And that's tshuva. And therefore, it's possible, and other Chassidic Sfarim say this as well, to do tshuva without actually having done an avera. I think the Siva Shalom calls it Tshuva Satsadikim. That it's not really about Tshuva being about a specific Avera, rather, the Tshuva is enhancing and increasing our level of connection to Hashem. That if our connection levels have fallen, to restore them. And that's what he says, that Ika Tshuva Af Bli Chet Mamash. Even though there wasn't actually a sin there, it's just my level of connection dropped. I don't want to return to the way it was and even get higher than that. So tshuva here is to be understood, not in its technical sense of Hashem, I did an avira, now let me do tshuva for it. But allow me to return to you. Allow me to allow my neshama to return to its natural state of attachment to you, Hashem. That's tshuva's return. And of course, every avira distances us from Hashem. But through regret, through the tshuva process, we restore it. But even if for some reason we're just not feeling it, even if in some way we feel distant from Hashem, we've made ourselves distant from Hashem, the ability to return to Hashem. But we're not just asking for tshuva, it's tshuva shlema. Which the Kesef Nahira says that it shouldn't be this echta v'ashava, I'll do an avira, and then I can do tshuva afterwards. No. That doesn't work. Complete tshuva. Complete tshuva that we never go back to the way things were before. In a negative sense. As the Rekech says, Shinazov Rishenu, we should leave our wayward paths, our wicked paths, the Baal Nashav Lakein Ara, that we're never going to go back. When we ask Hashem, bring us back to tshuva shleima lefanecha, bring us back to the way things were. Restore the relationship. Restore the relationship to the point where we absolutely have that level of connection. That we're not desiring to go back to the things that are negative for us. We only want the things that are positive and that are going to ultimately enhance our relationship with Hashem. And we need Hashem's help for that. It's really a two-part process, us and Hashem together. Hashem, bring us back. That's our desire. We need your help.